NATO Standard 6001, Level 3. Listening Task 1, Questions 1 through 10. Listen to the report about genetically modified food. For each question, circle the best answer, A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look at the questions for Task 1. Now listen to the example. The question of growing genetically modified food commercially remains open in many countries. Though the governments are trying to build up persuasive cases for GM, they face a lot of opposition from different environmentalist and human rights groups. The lack of clear regulations on the issue can also lead to a lot of problems. The correct answer is A. Circle A. Now listen to the recording. For each question, circle the best answer, A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording twice. Listening Task 1, Reading 1. The question of growing genetically modified food commercially remains open in many countries. Though the governments are trying to build up persuasive cases for genetically modified food, they face a lot of opposition. The lack of clear regulations on the issue can also lead to a lot of problems. Monsanto, the company that sponsored experiments into genetically modified crops, is suing dozens of American and Canadian farmers who collected seeds from their crops to use them in a later harvest. The farmers are charged with violating intellectual property rights. Farmers who use Monsanto crops to produce seeds have been fined thousands of dollars and some face bankruptcy. The environmental group Greenpeace says genetically modified rice is being sold in China, even though it has not been approved for public consumption. A Greenpeace spokesman said the government was in effect experimenting on its people. Chinese government scientists said they were not aware of any illegal sales of GM rice. Meanwhile, the rice was being sold in several provinces and may be contaminated. Activists in China said a small group of rogue scientists have taken the world's most important staple food crop into their own hands and are subjecting the people to a totally unacceptable experiment. China is a major exporter of rice. Greenpeace warned that the modified crop could have reached other countries, including Japan and South Korea, both large consumers of genetically modified food. Scientists have developed a new genetically modified strain of golden rice, producing more beta-carotene, which could help reduce vitamin A deficiency and blindness in developing countries. The Humanitarian Board, overseeing developments in plant technology, said malnutrition was rooted in political, economic, and cultural issues, and a single agricultural technology cannot be a silver bullet. A major UK study has found that genetically modified crops are no more harmful than conventional plant varieties. It also pointed to potential benefits for farmers in growing them. However, there is little prospect of genetically modified crops being introduced into the UK in the short term. Despite the qualified scientific argument, there is now debate over the influence of genetically modified crops on soil and other plants. Opponents of GM crops also find very worrying the fact that the tests themselves are usually very limited in scope. Ministries involved never suggested that there should be any tests to see whether genetically modified crops affect human or animal health. And recent reports from the Philippines of people living near GM crops suffering respiratory problems will fuel the fears. Organic farmers who say their crops might be damaged by genetically modified contamination are consulting on options for providing compensation. The biotechnology industry strenuously opposes the idea that it should be responsible for paying compensation if something goes wrong. This is the end of the recording. Now you have 30 seconds to complete your answers. Listening task 1, reading 2. The question of growing genetically modified food commercially remains open in many countries. Though the governments are trying to build up persuasive cases for genetically modified food, they face a lot of opposition. The lack of clear regulations on the issue can also lead to a lot of problems. Monsanto, the company that sponsored experiments into genetically modified crops, is suing dozens of American and Canadian farmers who collected seeds from their crops to use them in a later harvest. The farmers are charged with violating intellectual property rights. Farmers who use Monsanto crops to produce seeds have been fined thousands of dollars and some face bankruptcy. The environmental group Greenpeace says genetically modified rice is being sold in China, even though it has not been approved for public consumption. A Greenpeace spokesman said the government was in effect experimenting on its people. Chinese government scientists said they were not aware of any illegal sales of GM rice. Meanwhile, the rice was being sold in several provinces and may be contaminated. Activists in China said a small group of rogue scientists have taken the world's most important staple food crop into their own hands and are subjecting the people to a totally unacceptable experiment. China is a major exporter of rice. Greenpeace warned that the modified crop could have reached other countries, including Japan and South Korea, both large consumers of genetically modified food. Scientists have developed a new genetically modified strain of golden rice, producing more beta-carotene, which could help reduce vitamin A deficiency and blindness in developing countries. The Humanitarian Board, overseeing developments in plant technology, said malnutrition was rooted in political, economic, and cultural issues, and a single agricultural technology cannot be a silver bullet. A major UK study has found that genetically modified crops are no more harmful than conventional plant varieties. It also pointed to potential benefits for farmers in growing them. However, there is little prospect of genetically modified crops being introduced into the UK in the short term. Despite the qualified scientific argument, there is now debate over the influence of genetically modified crops on soil and other plants. Opponents of GM crops also find very worrying the fact that the tests themselves are usually very limited in scope. Ministries involved never suggested that there should be any tests to see whether genetically modified crops affect human or animal health. And recent reports from the Philippines of people living near GM crops suffering respiratory problems will fuel the fears. Organic farmers who say their crops might be damaged by genetically modified contamination are consulting on options for providing compensation. The biotechnology industry strenuously opposes the idea that it should be responsible for paying compensation if something goes wrong. This is the end of task 1. Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers.